Okay, so our quote for tonight. Since divinity is enveloped by humans, you must endeavor to overcome the Maya that hides it from your eyes. Since divinity is enveloped by humans, you must endeavor to overcome the Maya that hides it from your eyes.
از آنجایی که الهیت به وسیله بشریت پوشانده شده است، شما باید تلاش کنید تا بر مایا و ناحقیقت که آن الهیت را از چشمان شما پنهان می کند غلبه کنید.
So my first question is this first part. It says, since divinity is enveloped by humans, I wanted to open up that for a minute. What is meant by since divinity is enveloped by humans?
What is envelope means?
Color?
Permeating?
Surrounded by. Like an envelope goes on top of a piece of paper.
بهار میپرسه که منظور اینجا چی هست که الهیت پوشیده شده با
بشریت.
سر میپرسه این لغتی که استفاده کردن در انگلیسی برای پوشیده معنیش چیه و همون پوشیده مثل یه
پاکت.
مرسی.
What was your question?
What does it mean that divinity is enveloped by humanity?
Divinity is enveloped by humanity.
Maybe it only seems like divinity is enveloped by humanity.
Yeah, that makes sense. But what is the next sentence?
Since divinity is enveloped by humans, you must endeavor to overcome the Maya that hides it from your eyes.
Well, who founded this code?
Did I find this one?
Cavi put together a list of ones he really liked, and then I picked this one from that list.
So this is start with him.
Something about, recently you've been giving some teachings about, I don't know what you call it, the first thought or the personality. And it really seems like at our core is just this, when you say when you're telling us to feel ourselves, right? Like it feels very quiet to me. And I feel like at our core there's all this purity. There's I feel this body, but when there's nothing on top of it, it just feels very quiet. But I was thinking what it's like or what it was like before I knew you. Or even what it's been like as I've been just working with you. And I think that it's that being enveloped is not just the thoughts. It's like thoughts on top of thoughts on top of thoughts that you just get so far away that you can't see anymore. Mm-hmm. And that plus the last quote about the magnet, where it's like, you know, when a magnet is not covered, it just sticks. Put one covering on it and it pulls it, it starts to fall away. Put another one and another one, it can't even feel it anymore. So to me, there's something about all that comes together, but I don't have it. Something like that is interesting to me.
سعد میگه کی این کوت رو انتخاب کرد؟ جواب بود کوی. پس با کوی شروع کنیم. کوی میگه که با درسای شما سعد آشنا شدیم با این شخصیت یا این فکر اول. وقتی شما میگی خودتو احساس کنی، من سکوتو احساس میکنم. احساس میکنم یه خالصی هست در وجودم که با افکارهای مختلف هی پوشیده شده. از وقتی که من شما رو میشناسم و در این راه دارم کار میکنم با این درسا، میبینم که این روپوش فقط یه افکار نیست، لایه های مختلف افکاره و طوری میشه که دیگه نمیتونی چیزی رو ببینی، دور میشی از اون خالصی. بعد فکر کردم به کوت هفته پیش در مورد آهن ربا، که آهن ربا وقتی یه چیزی روش رو میگیره لایه و لایه مختلف، دیگه چیزی رو نمیکشه به سمت خودش.
When I read this quote, immediately reminded me of what Sat told us last year about how, what Maya makes you sleep, and its job is to make extraordinary, non-important things very extraordinary, and to look extraordinary things look so ordinary. That, to me, again, dissected this quote, but it was just a reminder, another big reminder of that how I... when I go with the thoughts and then Maya makes me sleep, and thank God for having said and all these tools to get back. So for me, that means seeing divinity. من گفتم که من نمیتونم اینو این کوت رو مشخص، حالا راجب این کوت مشخص صحبت کنم، ولی وقتی این کوت رو خوندم دقیقا برام یادآور حرف سطح بود، حرفی که سطح پارسال بعد از میسکن به ما زدن که مایا کارش اینه که تو بخوابونه و هر چیزای بی خود و علکی توی دنیا رو خیلی جالب و شگفت‌انگیز به نظرت بیاره و چیزهایی که واقعا ارزشمند و شگفت‌انگیزن و کمرنگ و بی‌ارزش برات بیاره. و نگاه میکنم که خودم وقتی که میخوابم، وقتی که تو با این مایا هستم، وقتی که با هر فکری میرم، ولی خدا رو شکر به خاطر وجود سات و تمام این درس ها که هر زمانی بتونم که یه ابزاری رو بردارم و بتونم برگردم، این بر من معنی دیدن اون الهیته.
من تجربه نسبت یه درکیه که فعلا کردم، این که وقت کود خوندم یادم اومدش که شما گفتید که وقتی که به دنیا میرم حقیقت ما میره تو جلد این شخصیت، که این شخصیت هم همطور که بچه ها گفتن لایه های مختلف داره، گرایش داره، عادت ها داره، اعتیاد داره، چهار برادر داره، یعنی خیلی لایه های مختلفی هستش که باعث شده که اون حقیقت روش پوشیده رو شیر وسیله ای. من نمیدونم اون حقیقت رو احساس کردم یا درک میکنم، ولی تا حدودی با اونی که فانیه موقتیه آشنایی بیشتره تا اون که
So Hela says that mine is more of an understanding than an experience. But when I read this quote, I was reminded of something that Sat said, that when you are born, your reality goes into this container or vessel of the personality.
Body.
And there are many different layers associated with this, or that cover up this reality, the personality, the four brothers, the tendencies. For me, I can't say I'm familiar with the reality, but I'm becoming more familiar with the temporary and the unreal.
So I was drawn to this quote for the part that says that we must endeavor to overcome the Maya. And I thought we could either first start with what is Maya here, or if that's too simple, how we endeavor to overcome the Maya. It's important to me right now.
بهار میگه که چیزی که منو جذب کرد در این کوت جمله دومشه که میگه باید سعیمونو بکنیم که مایا رو
به مایا غلبه کنیم.
غلبه کنیم. حالا سوال من اینه که اصلا مایا اینجا چی هست؟ و اگر این سوال خیلی ساده است، چجوری غلبه‌اش کنیم؟
I don't think Maya is simple.
Maya is very complicated. I'm not alone.
I think we should explore there.
We got a winner.
اتفاقا شما گفتید به این مثل کلاف پیچیده است، مثل تناب پیچیده است، که دو تا چیزی که من یادم میاد که کمک کرده از درسای شما، یکی این که ترجمه کردن، یکم سوال کردن که واس کنید تا پنرگو کلاف پیچیده.
کلاف ها، yeah.
سهم میگه که با خنده مایه به نظر من چیز ساده ای نیست. از همونجا شروع کنیم. سهیلا میگه سهیلا says that what I remember you said Sat, that مایه is like a twisted rope, a braided rope.
No, کانوا چیزه
کلاف
کانوا یو نت بوده
آها
string
and oh it's yarn. Like a ball of knitting
yarn.
It's that twisted and convoluted, and what helps me is two things that you taught us to untwist this ball of yarn. One is questioning and one is translating.
What does translating mean in this sense?
لن میگه ترجمه کردن برای تو معنیش چیه؟
Means when there is duality, turn it to go back to the base. Go back to the base. That's what we call translation. Means when you see discord, go to the base again. Translate it that way.
سعد میگه وقتی که دوگانگی میبینی
take it to one.
برگرد به یک. برگرد به یک، یکو ببین. وقتی که نا هماهنگی میبینی برگرد به یک.
So I was very recently kind of re-enchanted with Maya, and Sat has given me a lot of guidance on coming back. And for me, what I'm seeing in the biggest piece for me so far, she said, watch your old tendencies. So I've been watching a lot, and in terms of Maya and what I'm seeing is it feels like, for me right now, I understand Maya is when I'm up here on the surface and I'm thinking about and either being upset with or happy about the temporary things in life, and I can feel it's like head talk up here, and then when I'm coming back, it's sinking back to the depth, and I realize that I'm quieter and I'm stiller and I'm more present, and I know I'm saying all the words that we've already discussed, but sometimes on an experience level it feels different, although you have the same words. But I don't know if that makes sense, but it's kind of like whether or not I'm up here and kind of a fast talking playground, or like I'm just down here. And from my experience, the Maya is when I'm up here and I know that I'm with it. If I see Sat and like I realize I'm not inside, like I'm too fast, I'm too surface, is one big way that I know it's a red flag among others.
بهار میگه که من تازگی دوباره خیلی با مایا درگیر شدم و سر خیلی به من
راهنمایی
کرد که چه جوری برگردم. به من گفت که گرایش‌های قدیمی رو تماشا کن. وقتی تماشاگرش میشم میبینم که وقتی که دوباره با مایا درگیر میشم اومدم بالا روی سطح آب، یا خیلی خوشحالم یا خیلی ناراحتم برای چیزهای موقتی دنیا، و انرژی رو توی سرم احساس میکنم. وقتی دارم برمیگردم احساسم اینه که دارم تنشین میشم توی ناحیه قلب، احساس سکوت دارم. یعنی در واقع وقتی که میبینم خیلی دارم تند حرف میزنم، خیلی روی سطحی هستم، میدونم که دوباره رفتم توی مایا. یا اگر سطح رو میبینم و درونم رو احساس نمی کنم، میدونم دوباره رفتم توی مایا.
I was on a walk today and I was just really just trying to feel my presence, just trying to really like feel that first thought, right? Like just to sit with it. And up until recently I have been looking at my tendencies a lot, just watching them like as they happen or when they've already happened or when they're not so much creeping in, but when they happen. For whatever reason, I was with that first thought today and I was just really watching there. I just was in a watchful place and started to see that, like, as calm as it was there, it is like a very alert. Like if something drops on it, it jumps to it. It's very quick to jump to the next thought if one lands there and it grabs it. I was just seeing how quickly it would just grab, and I think about how quickly it grabs, and then Lord knows how when we wonder why we get lost, but it's just grabbing and grabbing and grabbing, and it's just very peaceful. But when you watch it, you realize it is just like this, you know, like
a squirrel.
Yes. Just grab it. You have to watch it so carefully.
The first thought is grabbing?
Yeah, the first thought is just, when something lands on it, it just goes. And watching it was really interesting for me in that way.
You see, we think that we only dream at night when we go to bed. But most of the dream happens when we wake up in the morning. But we don't call that a dream because we are so familiar with it. And because it has time and continuation, we think that this is the awake part. But if we realize that when we get up to the morning, in the morning we're actually beginning to really dream, because thinking is imagination, and imagination, and other words for imagination is dream. So you sleep at night, unbeknown to your body that goes to sleep, you have a certain dream. Why do you have dream? Because you were not conscious, because you were sleeping. Why do we have dream in the daytime? Because we're not conscious, we're dreaming. So Maya is only given power to Maya when we think we're awake in the morning. But if we realize that the day activity is also a dream, then what is the power of Maya? And Maya lives in memory and anticipation mostly, because that's where you can imagine. You cannot so much imagine now. Now is instant. So the Maya begins to tell us stories about where you can go, what you can do, where you were, what you did before, who you can meet, is imagination. So the moment that we pass the Maya at night, we go to a complete silence. In the daydream, when we pass the Maya, we become alert and stay. What happens? The state of pure being is very similar to deep sleep, except it has incredible vigilance. It's alive. It is one with consciousness, but pure consciousness without imagination.
کاری میگه که امروز پیاده روی رفتم و میخواستم خودم رو احساس کنم و خیلی در حال تماشا کردن بودم و دیدم با این حالی که فکر اول تماشا کردن خیلی آرومه، چقدر زود فکر اول هر فکر دیگر رو میخواد بگیره و باش بره. و سعد میگه آره، مثل یه
سنجاب.
بعد سعد میگه که ما فکر میکنیم که فقط شب که خواب میریم خواب میبینیم، اما بیشتر از خواب دیدنمون در روز اتفاق
میفته. بیشتر از خواب شب، خواب وقتی که بیدار میشیم صبح خواب میبینیم، تازه اون موقع خواب واقعیمون شروع میشه.
اما انقدر باش آشناییم و چون زمان داره و ادامه داره، ما فکر میکنیم این بیدار بودنه، چون فکر کردن خیال کردنه، ایمجینیشن، و خیال کردن یه طور دیگه که میشه گفت خواب دیدنه. پس شب وقتی که میخوابیم،
اسم دیگر خیال
تصور
خوابه دیگه، که هر دوشون حقیقت نداره.
پس شب که میخوابیم بدونیم که این بدن که میره توی تخت بخوابه بدونه خواب میبینیم، چون ناآگاه هستیم و در روز وقتی بیدار میشیم
چون ناآگاه هستیم خواب میبینیم، خواب روزانه‌مون رو میبینیم.
پس این مایا فقط قدرت داره وقتی که فکر میکنیم که صبح شده و بیداریم. وقتی که بفهمیم که صبح شده اما هنوز داریم خواب میبینیم، چه قدرتی داره این مایا؟ مایا در
memory، حافظه،
در حافظه زنده است، نمیتونه در لحظه زنده باشه.
هم در حافظه زنده است، هم در پیشبینی در داستانهای آینده. در حال که وایسی it is as it is.
وقتی که از مایا رد میشیم در خواب شب، سکوت کامله. وقتی که از مایا رد میشیم در خواب صبح، آگاهانه هستیم، بودن خالص.
اوکی. شب که میخوابیم خواب میبینیم، برای اینکه در یک استیت آنکانشس میشه، ناآگاهانه رفتیم، شروع میشه به خواب دیدن. بعد که از این چیز رد میشیم، میریم توی جای خیلی عمیق و ساکت. در خواب روزمونم که فکر میکنیم بیداریم، صبح که بلند میشیم شروع میکنیم به خواب دیدن، خواب روز موقعی که احساس میکنیم حقیقت خودمون یا تو سکوت هستیم، مثل خواب عمیق شبه. تنها تفاوتی داره اینی که همه جا آگاهه و با کانشسنس پاک یکیه، نه با کانشسنس خواب. And look how ridiculous we have been and we continue being at times, maybe not that often, that we get up in the morning and immediately we think we're somebody and we know something and continue in the dream willingly and trying to find solution and searching and doing and being this and that and all of that. Just for a moment contemplate on that. And yet the easiest way to understand Maya, to step out of it by wisdom, knowing that the moment that you feel the void of imagination, you're in your pure state of being. How many times do we think of it that way?
Sat, you said devoid of imagination.
Mm-hmm. And we take the daydream, the imagination, to be end all. I don't know, if you pierce your attention to it, that's when the envelope gets broken, ripped.
Your attention to what, Seth?
To this wisdom.
Thank you. Seth میگه که ببین چقدر این موضوع مسخره است. چقدر ما شده و حالا شاید کمتر میشه که صبح بلند میشیم، فکر میکنیم یه کسی هستیم.
دیگه زنده شدیم و بلند شیم و حالا دیگه بریم دنبال کار زندگی،
جستجو کردن، مشکل حل کردن شدن. یه ذره روی این تعمق کنیم،
اینه اون بودن.
اما آسون ترین روشی که بتونیم مایا رو درک کنیم اینه که یه قدم
ازش بدیم بیرون
با این خیرتی که داده میشه. وقتی اون خالی بودن بدون تصور رو احساس میکنی، در بودن خالص هستی.
So with this wisdom, is there anything that we need to do? Is there some place we need to go to achieve it? Is this any type of lack? Is there something that we need to accomplish? That's the just be or just stay brings, now we can see it as a very meaningful place to be. Because that's the place, even momentarily, even in a split second, when we find our attention on, we're no longer dreaming a daydream. This is why the more your understanding develops, the less it is for you to do on a spiritual path. The path vanishes, the guide vanishes, the protocols vanishes, the this and that vanishes. It just drops. Why? Because we are not mixing with the daydream. Who is not mixing with the daydream? For now, we can say our attention.
ساعت میگه که ما این خود روزو فکر میکنیم دیگه بالاترینه، حقیقت داره، و وقتی که تمرکزمون روی این خیرتی که الان داده شده میذاریم، این پاکت پاره میشه. حالا کاری هست بکنیم، جایی هست که باید بریم، دنبال این باشیم. آیا کمبودی احساس میکنیم؟ آیا نیازی داریم که چیزی رو به دست بیاریم؟ حالا میبینیم چقدر اهمیت داره این باش یا موندن، چقدر این زمین مهم ثابته که روش وایسیم، چون در یه لحظه وقتی تمرکز رو بهش برمیگردونیم دیگه خواب ادامه نداره، دیگه ما خواب نیستیم. و هر چقدر بیشتر ما این حقیقت رو درک کنیم، نیاز کمتر میشه به کاری کردن و
گاید داشتن. And you're not going to say that. She doesn't want to translate. You even did better of your guide. The guide even drops. So I had to do it for her. No, you can have the guide, but the name of guide drops. We can associate with each other, but it's we both stay awake.
بعد میگه وقتی که اینو درک کردی دیگه کاری نیست بکنی و گاید در حالی که هنوز داریش و باش همیشه هستی
همیشه
دیگه هر دوتا تون با هم بیدار میمونی رو خوشی دیگه با خواب روز درگیر نیستی. کی درگیر نیست با خواب روز؟ برای الان میگیم تمرکز.
You guys, I just wanted to share one thing. Mm-hmm. There's an exercise that I sometimes remember to do that really helps me with this whole thing that we're playing with now, and that is trying to be aware of the first thought in the morning.
Yes.
And then feeling into where that first thought arises from, and then seeing where that first thought goes. It's it's amazing sometimes. Yeah. To,
thank you for saying that. That is very, very important. Very important. Watching yourself coming to this, that dream and then this dream. Yeah. And also I would emphasize that during the day, also to be very aware of the first thought. When it goes into the dream. When you do it in the morning, what is the very first thought for you?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it's, okay, time to get up. Other times there's like the thought of excitement, anticipating something from the day. Other times it's a dark thought, like, oh God, I gotta get up.
So that the first thought would be one, the first thought that comes to your mind.
Well, I've just been aware many times when I've had the intention to do this.
Yeah. Have
that,
you
that I wake up in the morning and the mind is clear for however long. It might just be a second. And if I catch it, I can feel that first thought that arises like a bubble coming up to the surface of the water.
Do you think that before the first thought of something comes up, do you feel Len up? Do you feel Len first before the first thought?
No, because that would be a first thought. Like, I've experienced, and a few times I've experienced it for a little bit,
uh-huh,
that there's no identity that arises, there's no...
Uh-huh.
And then at some point something sparks that, and yeah, it feels like a bubble that pops up to the surface.
لن میگه که یه تمرینی که من میکنم که خیلی به من کمک میکنه وقتی یادم باشه اینی که صبح وقتی چشمامو باز میکنم بیدار میشم سعی میکنم که اون اولین فکری که به سرم میاد و یه جوری بگیرمش ببینم از کجا اومده به کجا میره. بعد میگه مرسی شیر کردی، خودتو تماشا کردن خیلی مهمه که ببینی که کی از خواب شب اومدی توی خواب روز و در روز خیلی هم مهمه این کارو بکنی. با اون فکر اول موندن، وقتی که با یه فکر دیگه میری ببینی کی دوباره خوابت برده.
پس این هم
بعد از اینکه استوری سیرکل تموم میشه و میوه و شیرینی تعارف میکنن، ست میگن
روز مادر به همه ایرانی ها تبریک میگن. بلاگ این ماه که راجب اکسپریانس های هاردتون میگین خیلی مهمه برای هم دیگه، چون همیشه ما داریم از چیزهای خوبمون میگیم. وقتی که راجع به این کورکشن ها یا حقیقت ها صحبت کنیم یه ذره متوجه شخصیتمون هم بیشتر میشیم. اینی که انکوریج میکنم هر کسی که همچه اتفاقی براش افتاده، حتی اگه یه دفعه هم نوشته ولی چند بار براش اتفاق افتاده، این کارو بکنه. هیچی بهتر از شیر کردن دست اول اکسپریانس نیست و نتیجهش